Masechet Pe'ah Perek Dalid Mishnah Zayin. So similar to the last Mishnah, we said that a person has to be the owner of his field and he has to be the one controlling the harvesting process in order to obligate himself in the mitzvot of Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah. The Sha'at Chovata, the time that everything is going to become obligated, is B'Sha'at Ketzira, when the harvesting is happening, when the cutting down of the entire field is happening. At that point in time, that's when these obligations kick in. So we're going to now talk about if a person, while he was before harvesting, or we're going to see different scenarios, if he was makdish, if he donated his field to the Beit HaMikdash, and he said that it's going to be hekdesh, it's going to be a sanctified item, he's not going to own it, he's going to give it over to the Beit HaMikdash. We'll see what happens in that scenario. Mishnah says, hekdish kama ufada kama hayav. If one sanctified his crop while it was still standing in his field as produce, and then he redeemed it later on. He said, you know what, he donated $1,000 worth of his field worth $1,000, and I'm donating this field to the Beit HaMikdash, and then he wants to redeem it. There's a whole concept of how you redeem it. You have to add 1/5 of the price. Let's say, just for technical purposes now, he has to now redeem it by giving $1,200 to the Beit HaMikdash in order to get his field back. And let's say he does that. He donated it to the Beit HaMikdash while it was still standing, and then he redeemed it while it was still standing. Hayav, he's obligated at that point to leave Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah at that, the point of when he eventually cuts it down. Since he owned it at the time of cutting, which is going to happen after he redeems it back, he's obligated in all those mitzvot, because we said those mitzvot kick in at the harvest, at the time of cutting. So since he was the owner of it, he's obligated when he cuts it down eventually. Mishnah continues, Omarin upada omarin hayav. If he cut down, he harvested his whole field, and he bundled everything up, and then he donated it to the Beit HaMikdash, he consecrated these bundles to the Beit HaMikdash, and then he did the same redeeming factor. He said, okay, I want to pay the Beit HaMikdash, I want to get back my bundles so I can keep them. We said he has to add 1/5 to that amount, to the donation back to the Beit HaMikdash, and then he buys back his bundles. He's hayav as well, he's obligated in Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah, because at the moment when it was being cut, he owned it, and then he donated it afterwards. So he cut it down, he harvested it, he bundled it, and then he donated it all to the Beit HaMikdash. Then he redeemed it back. He's obligated, because at the time when he was cutting, he owned it. And so he's obligated in Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah. Mishnah continues, Kama ufada omarin petura, shebishat chovata hayeta petura. If he donated it while it was still in the field, and then it was cut down while it was in the possession of the Beit HaMikdash and turned into bundles, and then he redeemed the bundles and he took back ownership at that point, petura, he's exempt from Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah, shebishat chovata hayeta petura, because at the time when the obligation kicked in, which is the harvest point, it was owned by the Beit HaMikdash. It wasn't owned by him. So therefore, he doesn't have to leave Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah once he buys it back, if he bought it back as bundles, and it was cut while it was still in the possession of the Beit HaMikdash.